couple special guests here. Randy and Jan Hacker have come up. I've asked Randy to step forward and just on the spot, because this guy's awesome, come up and do a special number. I asked him when he entered in, do you have your guitar? He says, no, I didn't bring my guitar. So I asked Robin, can Randy use your guitar? And she said, yes. And so I'm going to put you right over here, right, with the mic, and is the guitar on? Does he need any assistance on?
Any tricks I need to know?
Randy and Jan were from our previous ministry where we worked for 14 years in Albany, Oregon, and Randy came aboard at one time. He's one of the worship ministers there to us, Sunday by Sunday. He led our cafe service for a while in our contemporary service. We had four different services going on, and so he's just, well, listen to Randy Hacker, will you, today? I'm not sure what he's going to do, but whatever it is, it'll be great. Thanks, Randy.
First off, I'm just real happy to be here. One of the main reasons that we wanted to come up today was to do a quality check. To see if you're receiving the same quality preaching that we're used to seeing from Dave in the past. So pressure is on. So the song I'd like to sing for you this morning is one that I think, because it's very appropriate, I think because we're ending the month of January, and it kind of deals with that, because this is kind of a tough time of the year, beginning new things. We've got a new president. We've got people not happy about that, and other people that are very happy about it. You know, go figure. It's America. We are all facing challenges in life every day. I'm an old Missouri boy, and where I grew up, we had farms and stuff like that, of course. And I had uncles that had cows. And cows are not the brightest creatures on the planet, and sometimes they get in trouble. And sometimes there are predators that come along and do their best to make life miserable for the cows. And so we're kind of in that mode, too. We've got a predator in all of our lives every day. Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And my prayer for all of you is that that doesn't happen. Stand firm, stand strong. Resist him, and what's he do? He has to flee. He didn't have any choice. God's word says it, and that means it. So, anyway, I hope this, it's called Wolves. January's always bitter. Lord, this one beats them all. The wind ain't quit for weeks now, and the drifts are 10 feet tall. I've been all night driving heifers closer into lower ground. And I spent the morning thinking about the one the wolves pulled down. Charlie Barton and his family stopped today to say goodbye. He said the bank was taken over, the last few years have been too dry. And I promised we would visit when they found a place in town. Then I spent the day thinking about the one the wolves pulled down. Lord, please shine your light us who fall behind. And when we stumble in the snow, would you help us up while there's still time? I don't mean to be complaining, 'cause you've always seen me through. And I know you've got your reasons for each and everything you do. But tonight outside my window, there's a lonesome, mournful sound, and I just can't keep from thinking about the one the wolves pulled down. So Lord, keep me from being one the wolves pull down.
Amen. I told you he's the real deal. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Jan. Thanks for coming up and doing the quality control check. God bless you. Oh, my. Okay. Wow. Wasn't that special? Yeah. Aren't you glad you came today? Okay. We just go home now. That ministered to my soul. I hope it did to yours as well. Thank you again, Randy. Well, you should be up on the screen. We'll see a picture of my favorite grandson. He's my only grandson. That's Asher, and he's just shy of 3 years old. Another 4 months, he'll be three. And on the left side, look at that beaming face for my son Asher. And then on the right-hand side is we're learning about Daniel and the lion's den, and he's pointing to the lions there as we're just having a little time together. And Asher has been just growing and growing and growing. But you know, when they start to talk and articulate words, whoa! And so the past couple weeks, he's come out with all these words, and it's like amazing. I just want to give him the car keys. He says, "Man, you're already there." So he's the other thing he's able to do now is he's totally potty trained. Blew me away. Just like from 1 week to the next, he got it. He's grown up, and he's got it all done. Now the next slide will show my youngest son, who is Johnny, and he's around here. I don't know if he disappeared, but he's around here, I think. Anyway, so Johnny, this was at the Family Fun Fest. He's handling our sound system at the Family Fun Fest, keeping shaded, double wise there. And Johnny's now 18, and I can't believe it because he was like Asher's age. Seems like yesterday. Laura and I talk about that, how fast the kids have grown up. But they grow. In fact, it's really normal. Growth is normal. It's expected. It's natural. For things to grow, to have life is to have growth. And that's really important. In fact, we're growing as a church body. We started out with just a few a year and a half ago or so as we started to gather the launch team. And this next slide will show where we're going as we've looked at this starting last week, and we'll look at it over the next couple weeks again. Here's our plan, and we call it our M&M vision. And to make sure you get a taste of that M&M vision, hopefully you'll find some M&Ms around your table. Go ahead and handle them, if you will. Take care of those M&Ms. And when you see an M&M, remember the M&M vision. That stands for maturity and multiplication. So we need to get to maturity in a new church. That means you get to self-leadership and self-support. And right now, as you can see, the last year, 2016, we were at half support. 50% of our operating budget is handled by us as a church. The other 50% comes from about 40 individuals in Lori and our lives over the past years, as well as five churches that support us. We're like missionaries to them. We're in what they call an apostolic ministry to establish a new beachhead, so to speak, a new mission outpost. We call it a church. We call it the branch church here. And so that's where we're going. And look at that. Maturity is 2019 according to our plans. Now, God can do anything He wants. He can bring it in 2017 if He wants this year. But that's the plan, and so we're trying to grow. It's an intentional thing. It's something that we have to do. If for Asher to grow, he's got to eat, and he eats. For my son Johnny to grow, well, he's eaten a whole bunch because he's the tallest in our family, and he's up there. So maturity then, where we'd have 100% our own from our own internal offerings that support us on a week-to-week, year-to-year basis, that's what's projected. But beyond that, our horizon vision, beyond our own church, we want to be a multiplying church. We want to be ascending church. We want to add people to the church, surely, but we also want to plant other churches, because church planting is the most effective evangelistic strategy known. The statistics prove it. And so not only do we want to be evangelizing in our church, we want to send out people, send out a church planter, send out whatever we can do, send money to help support another church. That's what five other churches and some others that were part of it to begin with on a one-time donation basis did for us. And now we're multiplying the effect of reaching, you know, making Jesus known, we say, but making disciples and reaching the world for Jesus Christ. That's growth. Not only do churches grow, but individuals grow too. Growing in this sense of spiritually. Look at what the Bible says here in 2 Peter 3 and verse 18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But grow. Grow is the key word there, and that's my emphasis. If it's not given emphasis in your notes, circle it. And you do have some notes at your table. You're welcome to follow along in those notes. I don't have very many fill-ins, but a few. And I also produce the Bible passages on this. And you can take this home, refer back to it if you'd like. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You'll notice that we have this iMovement banner, brand new banner, one of our banners. We've got community outreach and our dream team and iMovement, three major emphases we place on ourselves as a church, so that we might accomplish the very purposes of making Jesus known in our community. And so, iMovement is simply a term that would help us to get on a pathway for growth. We need intentionality if we're going to grow. If you want to grow closer to God, if you want to grow in knowing God's will, and also, you know, being about the accomplishing of His purposes for your life, you got to have some intentionality to it. Normally, if we want to, we got a number of people in school. My son just started college because he wants to grow in, I think, some business understandings. If you want to grow and develop into some career that could be productive in this world, you've got to go and get what they call training. And so growth comes with an intentionality. It's a process, and it demands responsibility to do that. And so we believe in teaching the gospel that there needs to be intentionality. And so that's what we're proposing here in the iMovement, a term which simply speaks to getting on a pathway to grow. Take an intentional pathway to grow in learning the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what we're proposing. Take it from me. It really is a must. When I didn't give intention to my growth, I tended to lose it. We talked a couple weeks ago that people tend to lose their way when they lose their why. Why am I following Jesus? Why is it necessary to follow Jesus? Why do I have to stay on that path in following Jesus? Because people lose their way when they lose their why. We need to be reminded. We need to understand that it's important to follow Jesus Christ. And so it's the same idea right here. Are you on a pathway for growth? Are you on an intentional pathway to, over the course of this year, be further along in what God would have you understand with regard to your life and your life on this planet than you are today? Would you be further along? Are you on a pathway to grow? And if not, how are you going to get there is the question I'd ask. The Bible recommends some pathways for growth. I want us to look at three recommendations that are indicated in the Bible here. Let's look at them, and you can fill in the blanks if you'd like. Number one, remain in the vine. Remain in the vine. This is what Jesus said to us. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Notice the promise that comes. Notice the outcome of remaining, remaining, remaining. Unfortunately, that some people don't, because it's a conditional thing. Look what Jesus says. If you remain, meaning we can choose not to. And sometimes we don't do that on purpose. It happens accidentally. It's like we find ourselves in a place 6 months from now that, how did I get here? Because life happens and drift happens. And we drift away. Remaining is intentional. It's a pathway to growth. We remain plugged into Jesus Christ. We say, He is my life. I've got to stay plugged into Him. Without the vine, the branches can't produce fruit. I won't be able to bear fruit. I won't be able to have the productiveness that I would other than without Christ. So this is a process. It's a natural nature illustration. The vine and branches and the grapes. I was just noticing my vines in my backyard. These are grapevines, and there's no grapes. The grapes will come around about 5 months, 6 months from now. Because it's just going to take time. And it's the same thing with growth. As we remain in that vine, remain in Jesus, we will produce, things will change, there will be fruit, we will flourish in life. The second one here, number two, is be taught about Christ to grow and mature. This is a pathway. Look what one of the leaders, the great Christian leaders, that wrote most of the New Testament letters that we have in our Bibles, the end of the Bible here. This one's a note he makes in a letter he wrote to a church in Colossae. It's called Colossians. And look what he says. He, that's Jesus, is the one we proclaim. Jesus is the one we proclaim, he says, admonishing and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone, notice the words here, you might even circle them or underline them, fully mature in Christ. To this end, notice the objective, the goal set that's been made by a Christian leader for his flock, for this church. He wants to bring everybody into growth. He wants them to grow. And there's a pathway here. They need to be taught. And so he's about proclaiming, admonishing, and teaching so that everyone can be fully mature. To that end, look at how important this is. I strenuously, look what he says there. I strenuously contend with all the energy Christ so powerfully works in me. Wow. Think about that. There's this goal of maturity. Remember we talked at you may not have been here. It's the first of the month. We talked about priority pursuits. There's so many good things to pursue in this life. Tremendous things. And I encourage, like I was sharing at that time, my son, encourage him with his business and the things he's trying to pursue, to be ambitious, not selfishly ambitious, but ambition's a good thing. To pursue good things is wonderful. But the priority pursuits, we must put those pursuits in priority order. And Jesus says, seek first His kingdom. Okay? And His righteousness. And all those other things will come to pass. You don't have to worry so much about them. If we get the pursuits in priority order, and the priority order of the pursuit of a Christian leader, somebody who's trying to help people to grow, is that they would be fully mature, fully grown up, which is a pathway to be taught to be fully grown up. You know, happening a little bit right here. We've got opportunities, as I'll express in a minute, other opportunities to grow up through teaching from others. What a wonderful thing. But to be taught, we must be teachable. You ever heard those that are looking for leaders are looking for fat people? Not literally fat people. They're looking for faithful, available, and you know what the T is for? Teachable. Faithful, available, teachable. If you're a faithful, available teacher, teachable person, God will use you if you allow him to. If you're faithful, if you're available, you're allowing him to. If you're faithful to him, and if you're teachable, if you have the humility to accept and be taught, and so you will grow. It's a pathway to growth, a wonderful pathway. The third one, engage the Bible daily is best, which will equip you with wisdom for salvation and life. Engage the Bible, because the Bible equips us with wisdom for salvation and life. Look at this next slide in the scripture here that's given. Look at how from infancy you have known. This is like the Apostle Paul speaking to the young Timothy, and he's kind of, Paul's his mentor, we would say, his coach. And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture, notice what's being talked about here, the Bible, the Scripture, all Scripture is God-breathed or breathed out by God, inspired by God is the idea, that it comes from God. God's the author of all Scripture. All Scripture, the Old and New Testament, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the servant of God may be, look what I underlined it and italicized it, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Wow, here's a pathway. It comes through the Bible, and we could have it in our hands today. What a wonderful privilege we have to have plentiful copies of the Bible. There are some Bibles on your tables. If you don't have a Bible that you can read, feel free to take that. It's the branch's gift to you. Take that Bible. If you will read it, if you will look into it, if you'll kind of consider what it says, please take that Bible. Take it home and start to read the Bible a little bit every day. We have a reading plan, and I think there's some February ones on the table. Take that. Go to the app, and you can read it right from the app. If you download that app, it's a wonderful new app, by the way. We've had an app, but not the one we have now, okay? This one costs a little bit more, but it does a lot more. Okay, you get what you pay for in the app world, we found. So this app, you'll love it. Download it, and you got the Bible there. You got the Bible reading plan there. It's tremendous, and I highly recommend it. So our primary source, our primary resource for growing in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, for getting to understand God more, okay, for understanding his will for our lives and living out his purposes for our lives, is the Bible. This is how God reveals himself. It's through the verbal word of God, written word that we have, and we can learn about him through that. Look at the promises. It's just tremendous. It can be equipped. It's like our manual for life. Bible learning is a pathway. So we kind of look at those three pathways that provide us much fruit. We remain in the vine, and Jesus remains in us, right? If we remain in the vine, he does. Then that's life-giving fruit. We flourish. We're productive. The best comes out because we're connected to the very best, the giver of life, Jesus. Notice the promises connected. You will bear much fruit. So it's a pathway. Remain in Jesus. Abide in Jesus. Remain in him. And then, of course, secondly, we get to this full maturity in part by the teaching of the very Word of God, by the teaching about God from qualified teachers. And so help yourself to sit under teaching. That's qualified teachers, okay? Sit under that teaching and be fat, faithful, available, and teachable, and teachable. It's a pathway, and you will grow. You will notice a huge difference if you take in from those that are preparing to teach God's Word, to bring concepts home, to drive them home into your life. And, of course, to be equipped for life, you've got the very manual, the Bible. In electronic versions or, you know, these book versions, just be in it a little bit every day. Devour it as best you can. Look at the pathway promises. I think this might be on the back side of your notes there. I've just taken this incredible passage because it's a summary passage about how God does this kind of stuff for us, how we will grow and we'll become mature. And it's like we're little babies or we're childlike. We have this little fragile faith, but God wants us to increase in faith, right? He wants us to grow. And so he does, and we get to a place where we're, okay, now we're an older child, then we're a teenager in the faith, and then we're mature in the faith. And there's a long process for that, friends. It doesn't matter how old or young you are, usually in your physical age, but you could be beyond your years in your understanding of the maturity and the growth that God wants each of us to have. Look what these words say. His divine power, that's God's divine power, has given us everything we need for a godly life. Notice that. God's power. It's God who gives us everything we need. It's like remaining in the vine, right? Jesus as the vine is feeding us as branches to produce the fruit that he wants to the glory of God is the way that passage speaks to it. Look at that. Everything we need for godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this reason, notice what it says here. I think I've perhaps given, not on the screen, but on your notes there, I think I've made some emphases that are, again, mine, and not the way in the Bible, but I'm trying to make an emphasis. Look what it says. For this very reason, make every effort. We started out talking about this intentional pathway that we have to take responsibility to get on a growth pathway. If we're going to, grow and bless and give God glory, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. At some point in the future of this church, we'll go through each one of those, kind of a step up a ladder to kind of adding in all the time on all of these qualities. Now the one that's on the screen, this verse, verse 8, for if you possess, look at it, if you possess these qualities in increasing measure. Notice the growth angle on that, that we're growing in them. If you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, notice it says that, you will never stumble. I like that. Do you get that? I don't want to ever stumble in my faith and be out. I want to be with God forever and ever. You will never stumble. If you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. With God's power, church, we have everything we need to live lives of godliness according to his purposes. But if we make every effort, we have everything we need, but there's a responsibility on our part to make every effort to access them. A pathway to growth that would be opened up to us. Well, I want to talk to you about a pathway to growth that you might want to get on board with. It's called our individual growth plan. And there's a slip on your table there, a little flyer that says individual growth plan on one side. It has a whole list of activities and resources for growth on the other side. And this is really great. Why not? If you go and want to take college classes like Johnny did, they put him in a room with a counselor and they map out a pathway to a goal to reach in order to be trained up, to be mature in this area of knowledge and industry. Same thing's true as a follower of Jesus Christ. How can we enhance, how can we grow our knowledge of the grace of Jesus Christ? How can we do that? Well, we could just take and decide to do some things, make some decisions about what we might accomplish over this next year as a sample. And this is simply a sample. I just put down areas like learning the Bible, finances, relationships, or family, kind of an age stage thing, and Christian living and spiritual disciplines. A number of things you can do that can enhance where you might be a year from now if you did this over the course of 2017. And so there's all just samples on it. Let me just pull one out. Here's one. Under relationships, watch 4 video studies related to where you're at in your life. Maybe you want to watch one on marriage if you're married. Maybe you want to watch one on parenting if you're a parent. Maybe you want to watch one related to you if you're a woman, one on women, or, you know, on men. Maybe you're a young adult. Maybe you're a child trying to grow in understanding the Bible. So what is it that you might be able to do there? If you watched four of them, you could do one a quarter, something like that. And the video studies might be 5 or 6 lessons long, about 10 to 15 minutes of video, and you can process more if you want to on a simple form where they ask some questions and you answer them. They can be done in group. They can be done personally. This is one of the things we have access to right now. So you can see that. There's another one in here, like number 4 under finances. This is one when we're starting a new church. There's new people and people that are growing. And so here's one. Start regular giving or increase regular giving, depending on where you are. Or maybe you want to begin tithing and giving 10% of your income. That's a standard of the Old Testament followers of God. And certainly a justifiable giving standard under the new and better covenant under Jesus Christ. So maybe you want to grow in that this year. So it would be an area of individual growth. And it's a planned out thing. It's intentional. It's a pathway. Get it? Everybody get that? All kinds of resources on the back you can pick and choose from. And these are not exhaustive on here. We have a lot more that you can get. One of my recommendations is to use a coach or a mentor to help you design something from where you are. Custom build it to who you are. There are people in here that have been Christians for 35 or 40 years. There's other people that may not yet be a Christian, even in this room. So that's all, you know, the variety of where we are in our stage of life. Connected to that, you have also, I've given you an individual growth plan that's blank that you could take and fill out. I want to show you something that we've just, hopefully you've all received this by email. Maybe you haven't opened up your emails yet. It's called Right Now Video. We have it now. You're invited. You can use it. You got to go in there and set yourself up, and you have access to 14,000, mostly teaching, Bible teaching videos. Let's go ahead and run the video on that.
A light in the darkness, a city on a hill. Jesus entrusted the church to continue his teaching, to equip his people to be disciples, and to make disciples. There's no greater mission. We love the church, and that's why we've created Right Now Media. In this busy, mobile, noisy world, Right Now Media is a resource to help cut through the distractions that hinder consistent growth and discipleship. When your church subscribes to Right Now Media, every member gets free access to a huge library of video Bible studies, over 10,000 streaming video sessions from more than 150 Christian publishers and ministries, available anytime, anywhere. We've got stuff for small groups, youth groups, personal devotion, Bible studies on marriage, parenting, finance, and leadership, and a ton of high-quality, safe, biblical kids material. We want to help you equip and unleash everyone in your church for the glory of God, to be a light in the darkness, a city on a hill, because we love the church, and the mission of the church matters.
So we as a church have subscribed to this. Anybody that's an active attender, which is at least attending once a month here at the branch, is your access to it. We'll send you an invite and you can get on board. You can watch it from your smartphone, believe it or not. All those available, they've got an app for it. It's great. We have our own branch page in that. So if you go in there, check for the Branch Christian Church. And there's some recommendations out of the 14,000 in the various categories that we've placed there. So you can check those out, okay? And so go in there and do that. We'll be talking about it. It'll be kind of a little buzz because we're really interested in you getting you being able to move forward, having a pathway for growth closer to God. You will love the church more when you're growing yourself. You will love people more when you're growing yourself, when you're getting closer to God. We understand the big frame, the big picture of life a lot better as we're digging into what it is that God wants us to know, to understand. I had a great spurt in my life when I decided, it was early on, back in the early 80s, and I wanted to grow. I was looking for a pathway. And the church actually didn't feel like they could give it to me fast enough. I was hungry, and I was thirsty for God. I hope some of you can resonate with that. Because if you are, you're going to be searching for pathway. You're going to want to grow. You're going to want to get on some track, some plan to grow more. Well, I decided to go to Bible college, not to become a pastor. No way. Pastor, yeah, there's a number of reasons. But anyway, I didn't want to become a pastor, but I wanted to learn God's will for my life. And in Bible college, you learn the Bible. And you know what? As you learn God's will, then all of a sudden, His purposes start to take over. Nothing better for you that could happen to your life. And His purposes for you, you live out. And so after a couple years in Bible college, I got bit. And so here I am, 26 years later, teaching the Bible, okay? And so and you have that opportunity, by the way. It's a Bible college right across the river that this doesn't cost very much, but there's some great teaching. It's the same Bible college. It's my alma mater for my undergraduate studies. It's available to you. It's available. There's online classes now. There's all kinds of things. And you got to carve this out of your life. You won't grow. You won't take a pathway, likely because you're doing too much. You got so much going on in your life. How can you fit that in too, right? Somebody say, yeah, right. That's true. It's really true. I know. Everybody's busy. But if you want to grow closer to God, you will have to carve it out and you'll have to make space. That's what a pathway is going to do for you. So I just strongly recommend it. Get into this idea of eye movement. Get into a pathway for growth. Do that. Besides your personal time, besides coming to the branch on Sundays, try to figure that out. And we'll have opportunities for you to get a board, people doing the same study. We're going to be working that out so some people could do the same study week by week for 3 or 4 weeks and then get together in a group and have a dinner and enjoy talking about some of the things that we've been learning together. So that kind of a thing, okay? Along with some other week-to-week types of studies and such. So we're going to transition right now into our connection card. I want to make sure that you've had an opportunity to complete this, so please take the opportunity in this through this next song that we do our communion, that as we take communion, that you also have the opportunity to fill out this connection card. We would love to have a record of everybody's attendance here because it helps us with those that are not. There are more than double the numbers that aren't here this morning, number of people that had to be gone this morning. So we want to minister to those people and their needs, and part of that is by you putting down this. Make sure you look at the backside and check anything off there or submit a prayer request. We can be in prayer for you about that. Communion. We take communion every Sunday at the branch. It follows up our teaching in the Word normally just because, you know, we're filled up with God. We have this opportunity to respond to Him. And communion is one way to say thank you to God. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for your love that sent Him. Thank you, God, for your purposes for eternity, for my life. Thank you, God, that my sin, I continue to see it, and Jesus continues to pay for it because He died on that cross over 2,000 years ago. So we remember that. It helps us with our why. Remember, people lose their way when they lose their why. Why would you follow Jesus? He's the only one who has the words of eternal life. No one else does on the planet. Only Jesus. That's why we follow Jesus. We have eternity and we have security. Let's pray, and then we're going to have this song that'll be sung. During that song, you can worship, you can fill out your connection card, and you can help yourself to communion. It's wide open to anybody here that's following Jesus and understands communion. You don't have to take communion. If you don't know about it, not comfortable with it, it's okay. Just stay where you are and enjoy the other. Oh God, we again praise you from the branch, the people of the branch. We thank you for your word. We thank you for giving us light for our path. We thank you for pathways to grow. Thank you for these indications of recommendations really out of the Bible for us today and how people grew in the past and the spurts of growth we've even enjoyed in our past. Thank you. And we thank you for Jesus, for your love for us, your desire to have us with you, reconciled to you, friends with you, being together with you, the Creator of all, forever beyond this life. Jesus paid the price for us to be redeemed. And again, we remember that and give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.